Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Today's episode is sponsored by my newest book, Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low-Carb Diet, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan Audio. If you're kickstarting or restarting the keto diet, or maybe you just need a kick in the pants, well, Extra Easy Keto is perfect for you. I'll teach you how to make the keto diet easier, doable, and fun in just 7 days' time. Order your copy or download the audiobook of Extra Easy Keto by Stephanie Laska today. Well, we're going to talk about how to do the keto diet alone. How to do the keto diet alone. So if you're doing the keto diet alone, like physically, you're all by yourself, like you live alone, or you're the only person you know doing the keto diet, or maybe you've got some other people around you talking about it, semi-doing it, but you just kind of feel alone. So we're going to address both of those situations, like the emotional and the physical, alone emotionally or alone by yourself, about doing the keto diet alone. And I'm going to give you 4 different strategies. Does my 4 go this way? Or does it go this way? 1 or 2? It's backwards on the screen. It's confusing. But I'm not going to leave you confused today, though, because I want you to walk away with 4 different strategies that can help you if you're feeling or physically in a situation where you're doing the keto diet alone. And I want you to have that emotional support. I want you to walk away with very specific, you know, concrete plans, like nuts and bolts. Here's my nuts and my bolts. These are from my my husband's thing. He'll be looking for them later. Like, hello, where's my nuts and bolts? But I want you to have those logistics because, you know, we all feel like a lot of emotional stress. Yeah. When it comes to doing the keto diet, especially by yourself, right? So share in the comments if you are feeling that way and what your situation is. And yes, I'm going to make some, you know, bad jokes. And yes, I'm going to use some really cheesy props, but I do it because I want you to like kind of stay paid attention and be like, what's she going to pull out next? I'm not by any means demeaning or belittling our situation. I'm just trying to have a little fun because this topic can get really serious, right? I mean, I weighed almost 300 pounds. So I have been in a situation where I feel miserable. I felt hopeless. I felt frustrated and scared and really alone because I didn't have a lot of people in my corner that I could ask questions to. So I want to be that person for you today that has walked the walk, that has gone down this path. So if you are feeling alone or are alone, as I was in both situations, I want to help you overcome those feelings and actually walk away with some steps and a plan and some support, okay? So my heart is all up in it. This is all about me trying to be there for you because I didn't have anybody. I really didn't. I was in a bad place and I had to figure it out all alone. And I don't want that for you. I want you to feel positive and happy and like pumped up and excited. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit from like the sad, you know, to the happy. Okay. Because we want to be excited and have a plan, not be wallowing like me. So why don't I spin the wheel and kind of get the mood livening up. And we're going to give away a prize for someone who participates by putting comments below. So any kind of comment you want, just get in the conversation. So here's our prize. I like prizes. I used to teach grade school. So this is back when I was a second grade kindergarten teacher. Ooh, we're going to do a red pot holder today. I love these. These are so high quality. I wish I had more of these. I'm going to give you a red Dirty Lazy Keto custom oven mitt. I'll choose some people at random from the comments. And I might do that today. I might do it tomorrow. I might do it in a month. Maybe in 6 months. I love to pop on and then I'll be like, hey, you. And I'll tag you in the comments. I'll say, message me your U.S. address by this date. And I'll give you like a week or so. And then I'll mail it to you courtesy of myself and my husband. He'll be standing in line at the post office, not me, to send this to you. It's fun, right? We want to have little prizes. Keep us going. Right? So you're ready for these 4 tips? There's 4. And the first one, dun, 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 dun. Here's the first tip for when you're dealing with doing keto alone. I want you to try to put yourself first, okay? Which should be easy, right? You're all by yourself or you're feeling alone. So you have to put your mindset as you are number one, not your job, not your spouse, not your family, not your friends. You are number one. And I think that putting yourself in that number one mindset is going to help you become your own self-advocate. And I know it's easier said than done. You're like, okay, well, obviously if I, you know, could do that, then I wouldn't maybe be in this situation. Because a lot of us put other people first and put ourselves last. And I know for sure I did that. You know, when I was almost 300 pounds, I kept taking care of my kids and my husband first, my job, you know, my parents, everybody, my community, my everything was ahead of me, even the dog, even the laundry. You know, here I am in Yosemite, and I remember like packing for a trip, making myself miserable, doing everything, all the work to go on a vacation, not even asking one person to pitch in. And now that my kids are older and they've seen me become my own self-advocate, you know, learning to put myself first, I feel like they're having a better role model. I'm not being selfish. I'm being a role model for them because I want my daughter to grow up in that same method where she knows her needs need to be met before helping somebody else. It's just like the whole airplane thing with the mask. It's true though. I mean, easier said than done. It takes practice. But here's an example. So I was at a work event, not this work, a different work. I got a lot of works. I was at a recent dinner, okay, from my other work. And I had registered for this event. It was like a catered thing, like a big, huge room of people, right? And we had to register. And I had registered as a like diabetic meal. Now, I do this not because I'm diabetic, but because I want to have a low-carb, low-sugar, or sugar-free, flour-free meal. And I've learned that's a little secret for you. So I had put that on my registration. But then when the person came out, they just brought me this regular old meal like everybody else with like potatoes and this and that and the other and crepes. I'm like, excuse me, I registered for this on my own. Now, I had to be my own self-advocate. I had to be like, hello, right? I had to speak up and make a big fuss, kind of. But that's okay. That's part of the process. Now, this is going to happen to you, I'm sure, whether you are in your day-to-day social relationships with people or you're out at a restaurant. Now, I've been developing resources to help you guys, and I've been talking to you about, I know I put it in big, giant letters so I wouldn't forget over here. I've been talking to people about the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide because one of the things I found out is that when you're eating out, 99.9% of people have no idea what to order, right? So it's one thing if you're like at a catered event, you're like, oh yeah, you know, I don't want this or I don't want that. But if you just go to Black Angus or Chili's or Raising Cane's chicken fingers, you're going out to eat. Most people have no clue how to pick a low-carb, keto-friendly order that will help them stay on track. So this can be a resource to help you. It's brand new, just came out. So you can order your copy. It's only on Amazon. So put a little reminder there. Da-da-da-da. And it's got 60 restaurants across the US and it is amazing. It's like 400 pages. Serious resource for you. And it'll help you to get the type of food you want, the way you want it. And if you don't want to have a book in mind, that's fine too. You can go to websites and do the research ahead of time, call the restaurant and do that legwork. It's a lot of work, let me tell you. It took my husband and I a year to put that together. But I hope that you'll find it helpful, and I think you will. So that's tip number one, you guys. Put yourself first. Be your own self-advocate. I don't want you to feel alone, so speak up. And then your voice will get a lot louder. You won't be by yourself. So number two. Now, this one's a little bit controversial. Maybe I should have started with it. I'm always controversial, you guys. But I think this one might surprise you. But I want you to expect others around you not to support you. Start that way. Now, you're like, okay, how's this going to make me feel not alone? Well, I'm going to explain it to you. Someone posted in the Facebook support group, the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group. She posted about trying to lose weight, trying to follow the program, cutting out Diet Mountain Dew specifically, something that she was really into, actually regular Mountain Dew. And her spouse came home while she was really trying to get off the Mountain Dew, diet or regular. I'm not exactly sure. But she was trying to get off of it, you know, really had been addicted. And then her spouse came home with a whole bunch of it and like just sat it on the counter. And she was so upset and so frustrated and feeling alone, right? Because here she was working so hard toward this goal And then emotionally feeling just completely by yourself when the husband, the spouse came home with soda, put it everywhere. Has that ever happened to you? Please share in the comments if it has. I know it's happened to me. My husband used to bring home Chips Ahoy cookies and torture me. So here's tip number two. Expect them not to support you. The family, the friends, the spouse, the coworkers, all of these relationships. Now, I know this is very weird to say. I told you it was controversial. But all of these previous relationships potentially have been built on some kind of, potentially, I'm even afraid to say it because I know you guys are going to get mad in the comments. But some of our relationships have been built on codependent issues, okay? Some of the relationships might be toxic, or some of those situations may not be helpful, but it's an environment that you've built for yourself. And that's how I was, at least. Potentially, this could be true for you. I don't want you to get mad at me. But in my previous life, this was the environment that I had built for myself. My relationship with my spouse, with my kids, coworkers, friends, family, I had kind of set it up that way for those people to bring in the sugary stuff, to support me to go out to eat and order dessert, for me to not stay on track and to sleep in and not exercise. That was my whole lifestyle. So overnight, for me to try to lose weight and then expect all of them to flip and then suddenly be there for me, it's not quite realistic. Do you see where I'm going with that? So my tip for you to not feel so alone and angry about the world around you is to just expect them to be their old selves, because that's the relationship that we set up for ourselves with them, with our work, with our world. That's the world we had created. And it's going to take some time to turn that around. So I'm going to suggest, I know this is cheesy again with the props, right? But it's kind of like you were, or at least I should say I like the word I better, but it's like I used to be on the cruise ship of my life, just like, woohoo, party, 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 right? Going along with it. I had a whole cruise ship of people and family and friends, and I had set up this great carnival cruise of like whooping it up and not exercising and eating whatever I wanted. And the people around me also supported that, right? Because that was my life. But when you expect them not to support you, you kind of take off this hat of being a passenger and you put on your captain's hat. There we go. There's the analogy. I'm trying. By putting on the captain's hat, I say, okay, I'm in charge. I know what's right for myself and the ship. You know, all these party goers who are whooping it up and having a great time at the unlimited buffet and sleeping in and not doing yoga, not drinking water, drinking excessively, although that sounds fun, right? Being the captain, you can turn that ship around slowly, very slowly. You can't turn a cruise ship like, right? You have to like slowly navigate it. And as the captain, that's my tip number two. Expect no one to support you, but you are in charge. You're the captain, so you have to do the right thing anyway. So for me, that's helpful. I know it's a little controversial, and I hope I got the point across right. But, you know, some of those relationships have been going on for a long time. Like, you know, the friends that you go to the movies with, that's what I had. And we just eat excessively at the movie and then go out to eat after and, you know, get a snack before. I had so many relationships like that that I had to take off that hat and change into being, expecting nothing and being the captain and being in charge of myself and learning to put myself first. Those kind of go together, right? Now, I know this takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a fast thing, but it works. And it makes you feel less alone when your expectations change and you focus on yourself and not trying to make everyone else do what you want. Focus on yourself. You can't change other people, but you can change yourself. You can change the way you respond to their comments, criticisms, suggestions, behaviors. You can control you. You can't change other people. Let it go. Focus on you. Now, sometimes I see this a lot happening in our group and, you know, people that are participants of Dirty Lazy Keto. Sometimes, now again, with the controversy, I'm keeping it real, but sometimes I feel like folks glom onto this topic and they make it their excuse. They're like, well, I can't do it. I can't lose weight because my husband wants me to have a separate meal. Or I can't lose weight because, you know, at work, I've got to sit at a chair all day. And it can become people's like, well, can't do it. And then they wash their hands of it. And I have a whole video on that particular topic, if that resonates with you. And it's called Diet Excuses and How to Stop Them. And I will link that up next in the comments. So if that's a particular like facet of what we're talking about rings true to you, Remember, I'll link that up next so you can watch it, you know, right after this one. Diet excuses and how to stop them. It's on YouTube. Okay, so moving on. Number three. No special meals. If you have a family member that's like, I mentioned that husband or the spouse, the roommate, the boyfriend, the girlfriend. If you have people in your house, kids, they're like, well, I have to have my mashed potatoes, mom, or I have to have pasta because that's our, you know, tradition or our culture. You know, I've got to have tortilla. I've got to have naan. I've got to have the rice or the rice pilaf, the lentils, the dal. There's so many triggers, right, with our family. And our family can be a little bossy and push us around. And it can make you feel very lonely in the keto diet if you're constantly chasing this dragon like, oh, I have to do this for my family. I got to do this. I got to do that. No, you don't. So here's tip number two. I'm going to free you today with my magic wand. Here it comes. Wait. Okay, I know it's awful, but that sounds better. Okay, magic wand time. I'm going to free you from that responsibility of having to constantly, you know, bust out a pot and pan and make all of the separate crap for people in your household. You don't have to do that. There's no special meals required. You're going to feel a lot less lonely if you let go of all that responsibility and instead grab that family member and you say to them, here's a pot. Here is the flame. Here is how you boil water. Put your potato inside. Here is how you make rice. Teach them once and then you've teach that man or a woman or kid to fish forever. Ta-da! I freed you. And if they don't want to cook it themselves, it's just one little side dish. They can make it once a week, twice a week, and then save it for leftovers. But if they don't want to do that, then they can just make what you're having. You've given them the tools to succeed. You're giving them the option. You're not forcing anyone to anything. But you're going to feel a lot less alone, both physically and emotionally, if you let go of that responsibility and put it on them. Ta-da! I promise. For reals. I mean, here's the thing, you guys. Dirty, lazy keto food doesn't taste bad. It's not diet food, okay? It's delicious. It's amazing. I was talking to a friend the other day who had tried a bunch of my recipes and made them for her family. And she's like, it was so funny because she's not really a keto person, but she just wanted to try it out. I'd given her, let me grab it right back here. I've given her a copy of the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook because she's always in a hurry. And she made a bunch of recipes and she was like, Stephanie, my family loved it. And my husband loved it. And my kids loved it. And she's like, and I have teenagers. And it looked so good and it tasted so great. And she was like, really? And I was like looking at her, why are you so dang surprised? You know, people have a mindset about diet food and they think it's bad and gross and tasteless. But that's not the case. Because Dirty Lazy Keto recipes are rich in fat, they are higher in flavor. And they're full of protein and fat, which help us stay fuller for longer. And lots of great vegetables that are healthy and fresh, frozen, canned. All of those things work together to make delicious meals that keep you feeling fuller for later and longer. So that way you're not stressed out and angry and mad about, oh, should I make the rice? Should I dive in? No. You've got something else to put on the table that's an even better alternative. Now, I do want to remind you guys, if you are living alone, are you? Say it in the comments. Or if you're doing the keto diet alone and you don't want to cook and share your recipes with other people, it's okay for you to take these recipes that are inside the cookbooks, right? There's four of them. You can divide them in half. You can make a smaller amount. In all of the cookbooks, there's a yield. Oh, I got to reach down because I tossed it. There's a yield amount that's in the corner that tells you how many servings it serves. Servings it serves. A little redundant, I know. So for example, if Prompt Protein Pancakes serves 4 people and there's 1 gram per, that means take the whole recipe and that would be 4 servings worth. Does that make sense? Now you could cut the recipe in half and only make 2, or you could, oh my God. This is what I would do if I were you. Here's a tip. Freeze it, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in a reusable container, and have it again tomorrow, the next day, next week. No, you don't have to eat the same thing every day, but I certainly don't want to make a big mess in my kitchen because I don't have time to cook. I'm busy. right? So this way you can have delicious meals on hand when you're ready to go. And it can be desserts, it can be breakfast, salads, soups, you name it. I make a lot of stuff in large amounts, enjoy it for tomorrow lunch, tomorrow dinner, pack it for work. Or if I have leftovers and I made too much for myself, I'll freeze some for a future time. And let me tell you, it's the best when I want cold, something to eat and I can just grab it out of the fridge, or I can reheat like some soup I made and have a delicious meal without doing any work. So I hope that helps. I love these little tins. It's easy, right? If you have a suggestion or a strategy that you do to make your recipes last longer for yourself, can you share it in the comments? Because I didn't really, this is my visual aid here. What do you do? I want to hear an actual example. So remember, you could win a prize. So share with what you're doing. Sound good? Now, number four, I talked to you guys about support. I know you're listening to this because you might be feeling alone, either physically or emotionally. Right, my emotional face. But really, you don't have to do this alone when there's so much virtual support out there. Like, I'm right here talking to you, right? You may not have the exact support you wished for in your household. You might have a bunch of crabby people demanding that rice and potato, or bringing home like Mountain Dew and putting it on the counter. But you can find the emotional support you need right here. I'm right here. I'm here 24/7, right? On your YouTube or your Facebook, you just click, click, click. I'm right here. There's all sorts of resources available. Now, I talk about this in Extra Easy Keto. You're like, ooh, what's that? This is the new book. It's coming out in May of 2023. So if you watch this in the future, that's when it's coming out. But it's a 7-day program where I just teach you the whole shebang in a week and break it up into little pieces. But a big component of this book is I talk about the importance of swimming along, finding a group of people that are like-minded like you, whether in person or virtually, so that you can jump in their school of fish, right? And momentum builds and you just keep swimming along with the group. It's very important to find these people, like the fishies. What's the movie? You guys know the movie? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. But it's the real deal. When you find some people or a person or a support group, right? You can feel that momentum where everyone's being positive and encouraging, sharing ideas, sharing products, telling you, do this, don't that. Or you can ask safe questions like you are right here in the comments. It's a whole community of people where we can support one another. And I'd go on and on about this because when you find that group and you find that support you need, things become like, they just snap into place. It's a lot easier. You'll become a lot more successful when you have that person. So you don't have to be alone physically or emotionally. You can find the support you need. Right? So, okay, I mentioned you're right here with me, right? We have tons of videos on YouTube, the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel. I think there's almost 200 videos now on every topic imaginable. So if you have a question, put it in the comments and I'll link up a video if you have a question and I can direct you where to go. The podcast, right? It's an audio podcast. It's a video podcast. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Pandora. I always say Panera. Where's my head? But the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast by Stephanie Laska. You can listen. A lot of people listen to it when they're at work. There's a gal here in our group who's a mail carrier, and she listens to these while she's at work. And it's just great tips and ideas and fun. And then it fills your head with positive energy, positive thoughts, where you're like, okay, I can do this. It's topics and interests that you have. You can feel like you're part of a group. And did you know, fun fact, the podcast has been downloaded, I think I'm almost at 600,000 downloads. So you're not alone. And it's all over the world. It's not just the United States. Every country, every continent, all sorts of interesting places. That'll be another topic. But the YouTube videos are free. They're 24/7, no matter where you live, no matter what your time zone is. If you just want some more inspiration about ideas and you want to feel like, okay, I want to tag Stephanie on social and show her what I'm making, you know, go to Instagram, follow me here. You can put something on your social, tag me, tag at Dirty Lazy Keto on Instagram so I can see what you're doing and give you a thumbs up and give you a heart. And we can communicate and share ideas about what we're having for lunch and breakfast and dinner, because this is all I talk about, you guys. I love, love, love talking about this. You're like, seriously? But seriously, we want to swim along, right?
So that's tip number four.
Lean them back. So join the little school of fishies. Get that momentum going so that way you're not feeling so alone. So it's there's the books, right? So if you're a reader, you want to just read, you can go on the blog. That's free to do. All the books are available at your local library, except for the brand new one, right? It hasn't come out yet, but it soon will be. But all of the Dirty Lazy Keto books are available where you live. You can go on to Amazon and get them on ebook or paperback. You can even get an audiobook of the Get Started. And then, of course, we have the Facebook support groups, right? That way we can interact either in a big, huge group, the public one that I have that's like, oh my gosh, a 250,000 people. That one's a little crazy. Or right here, right, with the premium Facebook private support group where it's like 100 people. And then we can kind of be more supportive and one-on-one. It's a little less scary that way, I think. At least I feel that way. But whatever you want to join, ask questions in the comments. That way I can give you links to all of these. Or somebody else can who's on it quicker than me. But remember, next up, I'm going to link up that video I mentioned about diet excuses and how to stop them. Because I don't want you to feel that way if you're feeling going down those rabbit holes. And just, you know, remember, this works, you guys. It works for me. It's worked for so many other people. And they've been in Women's World Magazine. They're on the groups showing their before and after pictures. It works. All you have to do is make those little decisions one after the next. And then again next hour. And then again tomorrow. And then again the next day. It's not big. It's not huge. Don't join a gym and, you know, meal plan for the next month. No. Just focus on the next hour, the next 10 minutes in front of you. And that's how it works. And then just keep it up. And then go on a repeat. Repeat. I try to make it really easy. In the new book, I try to break it down more into little tiny steps like that. Because I think it's more manageable when you look at it just, okay, I can do 7 days or I can do today, right? At least that's how I work. So give yourself a huge round of applause for being here. Yay! Say good job, self, and ask your questions, put your comments in so I can pick some winners. So I believe in you guys and I love you. I'm proud of you. So keep up the good work. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.